Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many geographic areas are known for the distinct accents used by their local population. But as James Stanford, assistant professor of linguistics and cognitive science at Dartmouth College, explains, it may be time to redraw the linguistic map for one iconic accent.
Do you say New Hampshire or New Hampshire? Do you say farmer or fama? One of the fascinating facts about American English dialects is that many modern dialect contrasts can be traced back to the original European settlements of the colonial era. Let's consider New England. The early European settlers in the Massachusetts Bay Area stayed in contact with their roots in Southeast England, where people tended to drop their R's. But most people who settled farther west, such as the west side of Vermont's Green Mountains or in upstate New York, tended to pronounce their R's. This dialect contrast between eastern and western New England endured for many generations after the founding settlers. This is called the founder effect. At Dartmouth, my students and I have been researching dialects in northern New England. The most famous feature here is the dropped R, New Hampshire, but there are other distinctive features. In this region, people traditionally pronounce the vowel in words like start as stat. The vowel in words like father may sound like fada, and words like bath and laugh may be pronounced with a broad A, bath. In New Hampshire and Maine, we're finding that most younger speakers are not using these traditional dialect features. While these features remain somewhat stronger back in Boston, the center of the Eastern Settlement region, it's clear that the founder effect is dissipating in northern New England. But don't despair. American dialect differences are not dying off. It's natural for language to change over time, and we expect to find certain features occasionally receding. In other parts of the U.S., linguists have found that dialects are actually becoming more distinct, not less. Dialect differences will always be a vibrant part of American culture, regardless of whether you say culture or culture.
That was James Stanford of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.